Hello, buddy. Andy here again, once again sitting in the car park of a supermarket waiting to pick my son up from work. Yesterday I was listening to that program I mentioned in another audio boo the other week, Desert Island Discs, and the nature of that program, the people that they have on there, I suppose, as I said before on the other audio boo, you're allowed to pick 8 particular pieces of music to take on this mythical desert island with you. And I find that the majority of people on there, or the majority of music that's actually chosen, is what we would term as classical music, and there's a lot of opera amongst that. So I've been exposed to bits and pieces, and I was listening to that yesterday, and it struck me that I quite enjoy classical music. But as I said to my wife at the time, we were talking about this, classical music, as much as I enjoy it, it's not the sort of thing that I would normally sort of sit down and listen to. Or if I've got it on my iTunes, I've downloaded really good classical albums of sort of 100 best classical pieces, you know, the full works. But I don't think I've ever listened to it. It's there in case I ever wanted to, if you see what I mean. Not the sort of music that I would ever turn to. And opera is another one. It's one of those things that I've just never, ever got into. I used to have a guy I used to do quite a lot of running with. We were sort of similar sort of ages and standards and pace, etc. And so we used to run together quite a lot. It was quite good to have a partnership like that. And he used to love opera and sort of, not say trying to convert me, but, you know, we used to talk about it a little bit. And I just could never really see it. And yesterday they played a couple of bits on there. And one of the pieces they played was Pavarotti. It's Il Sole Mio, one of those pieces that everybody knows, and myself and my wife were saying, well, actually I quite like that, and other little snippets of opera, but I could never ever, don't think, ever sit and listen to a complete opera. Even, I mean, an ordinary classical music piece wouldn't be a problem for me, but certainly with opera, apart from snippets, I just can't get it. But one of the things with the Il Sole Mio, I can't remember what opera it comes from, but for us British people, it is always now associated with an advert from years ago for a particular type of ice cream, where I think it was filmed in a gondola sailing down the canals of Venice, and instead of singing Il Sole Mio, they were singing Just One Cornetto, Give It To Me, and all this sort of thing. So you cannot get that out of your head when you hear that. And my wife was saying, she's just been to Italy, she's just been to Rome, and she was saying about how the Italian language is quite a sort of a sing-song language, and they were listening to a female announcer in the main terminus station in Rome, and a friend who'd been there several times before said, listen to this woman and listen to what you think, and she said it's just like a song. It was a real sing-song type of voice, and that in turn reminded me of when I went, all these reminiscences, I went to Italy skiing in the sort of the mid-80s, and we were going up the mountain. I've recounted part of that story before. We were going up this mountain and we saw this sign, and it said granular mobile, which I think it loosely translated, or someone told us, was called loose chippings, you know, for bits of stone that might be on the road, and it's a danger sign. Well, straight away somebody started singing in an operatic voice, granular mobile, and before we knew it, we were all, the whole group of us were singing this at the top of our voices, and the looks we got, all these bemused looks from these poor Italians. So maybe it's just the Italian operas that get stolen like this and are made into commercials or for stupid Brits to start playing around with. But I suppose that's the nature. If you have a sing-song language like Italian, which is great, I think it's a lovely language, and nothing against Italians at all, but I wonder if they do get a little bit frustrating at us sort of bastardising their language every so often. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.